Hello, this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's theme was suggested by a listener, music based on the names of upcoming months. That actually turned out to be harder than it sounds, at least with music recorded on theatre pipes, but I have managed to find 8 tracks that take us from March to June. My opener then is The March Hare, an Irish-flavoured theme composed for the 1956 film of the same name. Robert Wolf and the Wurlitzer in the Thursford Collection with The March Hare. A search on the word March brings a host of marches of the military kind, but almost nothing of the month kind. So I'm easing into April with March Winds and April Showers with Larry Brennan and the Winter Gardens Dance Band, and Horace Finch playing the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer.
Sweet May flowers, and then comes June the moon and you. March winds and April showers, romance will soon be ours, an outdoor paradise for two. With your lips and mine, in a thrill divine, I'll be so inspired that I'll get you the moon for a toy balloon. March winds and April showers make way for happy hours. May time, June time, love time and you. Thank you.
March Winds and April Showers with an unnamed vocal, probably Cavan O'Connor. April is an easy month for song titles. April Showers, April in Paris, and one I especially like, the title music from the 1957 Pat Boone and Shirley Jones film April Love. Amazingly, it's rarely been recorded as a solo on theatre pipes, and indeed this track by veteran silent movie organist Ed Gress was taped in concert on the Wurlitzer in the Metropolitan Theatre, Boston, in 1958. What a glorious sound that long-removed Wurlitzer had. The theatre is still there, and now known as the Wang Theatre. Not so good. Continuing with April, here's another great song which originated in 1947 in Portugal, and which in 1953 hit the charts for no less than 5 American artists, including Victor Moan and Tony Martin. George Wright and the Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre San Francisco take us to April in Portugal. Thank you. onwards to May, and another month that's not featured in many songs. This is one of the more unusual. May Morning was composed by John Maiden and recorded by him on the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre Tooting in London.
Thank you.
by far and away the best known of the May songs, One Morning in May, composed by Hoagy Carmichael in 1933. That beautiful arrangement was by Lee Irwin and taped during a 1986 concert on the Wurlitzer in the Providence Performing Arts Centre, Providence, Rhode Island, formerly Lowe's State Theatre. I remember this next song because of the 1957 recording by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, which at the time I was too young to appreciate, of course. June Night was written in 1924, and at the time, chart successes for the bands of Ted Lewis and Waring's Pennsylvanians. This track is by Jim Orcutt, an artist who principally broadcast on the Christian networks in the USA. June Night, Jim Orcutt and the Robert Morton in the Christian Crusade Auditorium in Tulsa, Oklahoma. June is busting out all over, from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel is usually played, on theatre pipes at least, as part of a medley of music from the show. I do have this solo arrangement though by Tom Ganasta on the Barton in the Granada Theatre, Kansas City, which makes a fitting finale to today's show. Thank you. June will no doubt bust out again this year. It certainly did here in Andalusia in 2019. We love the hot weather, although strangely many expats here don't. I hope that you've enjoyed this somewhat different theme on today's Hot Pipes, and that you'll join me again for more great tracks from the world of theatre organ. For now though, it's goodbye from me, Steve Ashley.